Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 7 in your syllabus. This lesson is about stress. Almost everyone from society today suffers from stress, and the most affected are the students/adolescents. The reason behind their stress is the failure to develop tasks as they need to do as a part of growing up and adjusting in a complex society. Furthermore, young students have to live up to the expectations of their parents and teachers. Before examinations, students are under a lot of stress, and stress is contagious. It is passed on to other students, teachers, and parents. Students suffer from identity crisis as they have to make difficult career-oriented decisions and have to live up to the expectations of their peers. However, the author mentions that all stress cannot be bad. An appropriate level of stress can be motivating. One can keep anxiety and stress away by managing time properly, developing study habits, and by eating healthy food. Students should learn to divide their work into ABC categories to manage their stress levels. In order to manage stress, regular exercising like walking, bending, yoga can provide relief from constant pressure of important tasks. Students should also develop hobbies, as hobbies give pleasure. Communicating feelings with parents, teachers, and friends is very helpful. Students should be taught to think positively. Learners, let's go through some important points from the chapter. Students should exercise daily to avoid stress. To avoid stress, students should make proper career-oriented decisions and learn to divide tasks into ABC category, where A stands for important tasks, B stands for less important tasks, and C stands for routinely tasks. Increasing flexibility, developing hobbies, thinking positively, and managing time will lead to reduction in stress. Learners, let's go through some important words from the chapter. The word anxiety means a feeling of worry or concern. Optimal means something which is most favorable. Adolescents are children between the age 10 to 19 years, and brisk means active and energetic. Learners, I hope you have understood the lesson and the emphasis of the title Reading with Understanding. Learners, please go through the worksheets and the questions that have been provided at the end of the chapter. Thank you, learners.